Hello, Chiggy.
Hello!
Hello!
Achtung, Chiggy!
Hello, Chiggy. Hello, Chiggy.
Hello!
Hello!
Bring back Monday night at 7.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are privileged tonight to devote this whole programme to that aspect of life which is of all-consuming interest and pleasure to every red-blooded Englishman.
We can't do a show about that.
No, I mean sport.
Oh, I thought he meant drinking.
I thought he meant...
Yes, you never think of anything else.
True.
And to assist in our programme, our tribute to sportsmen all, we are privileged to have as our guest one of the greatest all-round authorities on sport in the country, Rachel Hayhoe Flint.
She wouldn't do it for the money.
Or, to put it another way, Frank Boff.
Hello. Did you hear that? Without a script, the man's a genius.
That's how they get these jobs, you see. You've got to have a knack for it.
What do I do now?
Just as I thought, flash in the pan. Give Dickie Davis a ring.
Why?
Saw him on the box last night looking rather pretty.
May I ask which, if any, of you lunatics is in charge of this farrago?
He's rallying.
Rallying today comes from Moorstone Park. Where two bent minis have just gone backwards round a corner and covered Murray Walker in cinders. Well, you've got a laugh, haven't you? And with that, over to Eddie Waring in a lady's sauna bath.
Frank, drink this.
What is it?
It's a drawing of a glass of water I just did.
Well, that's no good to me.
Why?
You've just handed it to me upside down.
Oh, I'm sorry. Covered your trousers with a drawing of water. Here, have another one.
Ah, that's better. Now, where was I?
Standing next to Tim and you blacked out. Mind you, he has that effect on a lot of people. He puts garlic butter on his hair.
Well now, Frank, returning to our theme, with all your experience, who was the greatest sport you've ever known?
Well, I can't mention her name, but she was a clippy in Barnsley.
No, I really meant in the field of physical endeavour, an all-rounder.
Oh, she was all right. Hampered and all by that ticket machine, she could still do
please,
a very...
Please, you're living in the past.
Well, it's cheaper that way.
Now, just a minute, Mr. Bow.
Boff.
Although you're a guest on this programme...
I beg your pardon?
I said although.
Although.
Well, you should make up your mind.
The mere mention of sport sets my pulse racing.
Racing today comes from Kempton Park, where Arthur... where Arthur Gunge is examining a 2-year-old in the paddock and St. John Fetlock is wrestling with an 18-year-old in the stables. The runners and riders are all in the frame, so over to Eddie Waring in a foot clinic.
Mr. Boo?
Boff.
Sorry, Boff. Trough out this programme.
Now, look, I'm sorry.
What is it? Come on, cow it up.
Cough!
All right, Mr. Cough.
Boff!
I'm going to hit him in a minute.
Now, look, why don't we put an end to all this confusion? Why don't you simply call me Frank?
Why?
Well, that's my name.
What a pathetic excuse.
Maybe, please. Get on with the programme.
I'm having second thoughts about this programme. I normally mix with people like Fred Truman and Jimmy Hill.
Don't worry, your secret is safe with us.
Fred Truman, isn't he the one who does the price review on Nationwide?
No, that's Valerie Singleton.
Oh, was she ever a fast bowler?
No, but I believe she was a bat.
Really?
Yes, haven't you seen her two long pointed teeth? Oh, and well, if you're listening, Val, just a joke. Please don't bite me in the neck tomorrow night.
And now... over to Twickenham, where, just behind the goalposts, a Welshman is having a pudding a leak.
Well, the first 20 minutes here have been very interesting. There's been some pretty good forward play, but there's also been a lot of scrimmaging and mauling. The game's held up at the moment, however, as they've just realised they haven't got a ball.
Well, that's ridiculous. They'd have had a ball at Twickenham. They never play without a ball. I mean, surely, well, I feel a song coming on. With a song in my heart, I behold your adorable face.
You did.
Very good for his age, isn't he?
How old is he?
I don't know, but he did the commentary on Gentleman Jim Corbett's last bare-knuckle fight.
I heard that. I didn't come on this programme to be insulted.
What other reason is there?
Well, I was told that if I came on this programme, I could display my, what do you call it?
I don't know what you call it, Frank, but there's no point in displaying it on radio.
Oh, no, no. I meant my dramatic prowess.
Well, would you like to do some impersonations?
No.
And so you shall.
Oh, all right. Here, Humphrey Bogart. OK, Blue Eyes, and now back to the second half of our rugby league game. Tommy Cooper, Tommy Cooper. Over to Manchester Swimmers swimming baths. Just like that. These voices are uncanny, aren't they? But I'm having a little bit of trouble with my material.
Well, Frank, the theme of this programme is pretty elastic, so...
Well, how can you do a whole show about pretty elastic?
How can I put it another way?
Red suspenders.
No, no, what I mean is we have a broad base.
Speak for yourself.
What I really mean is, although we're doing this programme on sport, we do have dramatic interludes and humorous vignettes, so if you'd like to join in, please do.
Oh, do I have to wear makeup?
No more than usual. Here. Here we go.
The scene is the Pavilion Brighton in the year 1780. Approaching is one of the most colourful figures in English history.
Hello there.
Not you.
Stap me victuals, Beau Brummel. You look splendid. Your bottle-green coat of purest satin, that plum waistcoat with its fine brocade and delicate silver buttons, snow-white cravat of finest Spanish lace with matching cuffs. Just one thing mars thy perfection.
What's that?
You've forgotten your trousers. Oh. There you are, not a mention of sport. Do you think I've turned the corner?
I think you're round the bend.
Oh. Well, if that's your attitude, I'm going to write Michael Barrett uses nail varnish on the toilet wall.
Oh. Now he's gone off in a sulk.
Just as well. It's time for Hello Cheeky's postbag.
I've got a letter here from Mr. and Mrs. Martin Jones, Bide a Wee, 26 Longbottom Crescent, East Nebworth Parva, near Newcastle-upon-Tyne, NT111, CP6, Northumbria. Unfortunately, the address has taken up the whole page and they haven't written anything, so over to you. Tim.
Well, I've got a personal one here. Dear Tim. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Dear Tim. Ooh, sorry. Dear Tim, I believe you are a personal friend of Prince Charles. I once met Helen Shapiro, so I think that gives us something in common. Will you marry me? Yours, President Ford. Hello?
Hello. Mr. and Mrs. Martin Jones here of Bide a Wee, 26 Longbottom Crescent, East Nebworth Parva, near Newcastle-upon-Tyne, NT111, CP6, Northumbria. What we wanted to say in the letter was...
Sorry, Mr. Jones, nice try.
Scored in the corner by Rodney Thigh, who passed three men, sold a dummy and touchdown between the posts, which makes it all the more remarkable is that this is a bowls match. Well, now, over to Eddie Waring in a condemned cinema.
Frank, tell us about the other side of Eddie Waring, the side the public never sees.
Well, it's funny you should say that. I was with him one night in the bar at the BBC, and he told me his whole life story.
Interesting, was it?
No idea. Couldn't understand a ruddy word. Excuse me, could you manage to keep going without me for a little while?
Yes, I think we'll muddle along. Why?
Well, I'm just going off to polish my party piece.
Your private life is your own concern.
Flash swine. Outboard motor on roller skates. Yeah.
Hi, fans. Dennis, I'm a personal friend of John Betjeman King here.
Rubbish.
What? He wrote this next introduction for me. Listen. Dennis King is a star, you'll admit, though some say a bit of a twit. But to all those who scoff, I say please go away, and to prove it, here is a song. Follow that with a yodeling duck.
I've got a collection of spanners. I keep them wrapped up in me vest. I love my collection of spanners, but darling, I love you the best. I've got a whole drawer full of porridge and another one full of French toast. I love eating French toast and porridge. But darling, I love you the most. You, my love, are sheer perfection, dearer than my boot collection. I've got a large sack full of trusses, and they're fairly high on my list. I used to adore on the buses. I think I must be round the twist.
The part of the yodeling duck in that song was played by Frank Boff.
No, it wasn't. I did the descant.
Were you paid?
Oh, yes. I always give a descant for cash.
What? What about this party piece, then?
Ah, you mean my impression of Don Reavy? Uncanny, this. Listen. Good morning.
Was that it?
Yeah, it was one of his quiet days.
Do you know, for the same money, we could have got Bob Wellings and a steel band.
Hey, I can do them as well. Listen. Good evening. And what's more, before I had my tonsils out, I could do the whole of Nationwide and Zena Skinner.
Your private life's your own concern.
Stranger than truth. Last week at Sunningdale, 96-year-old Hermes Underpass drove 500 yards from the first tee. Nobody took any notice because he did it in his invalid chair.
I play a bit of golf.
What's your handicap?
No clubs. You picked a winner in me, lads. And speaking of winners, they're off at Epsom. Put them back on, madam.
And now... and now... Superstars of Sport, in which famous sporting names try their hands at unusual events.
Tonight on BBC One, see Chrissy Evert impersonate a human being.
Billy Bremner crochet a tea cosy.
Francis Lee stay on his feet for 3 minutes.
And Donna Murray wrestle a live duck on BBC One tonight. The commentators around the world will be Jimmy Hill, David Vine, Nigel Starmer-Smith, and I'll be stuck in that little room in Lime Grove again. It's not fair.
What's the matter, Frank?
Well, everybody thinks I jet around the world, and the most exciting thing I ever did was to go to Skegness to cover the Crown Green bowling, and it rained.
We've got to do something, lads. Remember that old BBC proverb?
You mean you can lead Rolf Harris to music, but you can't make him sing?
No, the other one. When the boff breaks, the grandstand will fall.
Cheer up, Frank. We've got a nice gift wrap meanwhile for you.
Oh, good.
Come with us now to sunny Spain.
I can't. I'm stuck in this little room in Lime Grove.
Shut up.
Meanwhile, in Seville, just next to the Heel Tappers and Shunters Club.
Hey, Juan, wanna see my new motorcycle?
See.
Juan.
That's you going, Juan. One.
I know, I didn't have no money for petrol.
Hey, I wasn't in that.
No, wait, there's more to come. Meanwhile, at the Real Madrid ground, we drop an eve on a football commentator.
Hernandez backheels it to Sanchez, and Sanchez flicks on to Gonzalez. Gonzalez lobs over to Petrus, and it's there in the back of the net. Olé! Now they're taking it back to the centre.
Frank!
And they're going to kick off once again. This game isn't boring. There's plenty of scoring, and Derby are down to 10 men.
Frank!
That's a foul. That's a trip. And the ref's got a man in his grip. All together!
Frank!
Hey, I quite enjoyed that. I think I'll have a little lie down.
Frank!
Oh, leave him. Leave him. Perhaps later on Charlie George will come and wake him with a kiss.
Good old Charlie. And Derby. When I was a small boy, I used to dream I was at Wembley playing in the cup final. I could see myself with the ball at my feet, dribbling, and I woke up and it came true.
You appeared at Wembley?
No, I was dribbling.
Oh, okay. I was a little lad. I used to see myself all in blue from head to foot, standing rigidly to attention.
You wanted to be a policeman?
No, ballpoint pen. And now...
The oldest living peer in the House of Lords, Lord Crimmingham of Flynn, remembers Benjamin Disraeli.
Jewish fellow with a big hooter wouldn't eat ham.
Look, stop mocking the aristocracy or we'll all be for the high jump.
High jump, yes, and over to the White City. Vera Nurge is about to attempt the high jump. The crowd are eagerly awaiting this, as last year she split the two Russians and her shorts. She's over and the bar is now at 6 feet 9 inches and I can't reach my drink. So... So, over to Eddie Waring in an early bath.
Frank, you must have some marvellous anecdotes about sporting personalities.
Yes.
Well, that's got that out of the way.
Frank, what do you think of sex tests?
Well, I think it's time Larry Grayson had one.
No. No, sex tests.
Oh, they'd be much more fun than cricket, wouldn't they?
True, true.
It is true.
Home hints for the sporting handyman, number one...
How to make a catch in the long grass.
Say, come on, darling, I've brought a ground sheet.
Do you do a lot of those?
Not many, I haven't got a ground sheet.
No, no, those sort of handy hint jokes, because I've got a collection.
Really?
Hmm. I'm bringing out a book in the autumn called Frank Boff's Book of Unbridled Lust.
That's got nothing to do with sport.
I know, but I thought it'd sell a few more copies. Look, I've got a sample tattooed on my leg. Read that one.
Frank Boff's sporting, could you move your suspender, please? Thank you. Frank Boff's sporting hint. How to get a free kick. Take it and run away without paying. Oh, dear.
Oh, I know, but that's just one of the early ones. Would you be interested in this meanwhile I've scribbled on the sole of my foot?
Not really, Frank. See, this is the point in the show where we normally do our second song.
Oh, I've got one of those, too.
Don't ask him where he's written it.
Oh, don't be silly. I know where to draw the line. It's on the tail of my shirt. Look. I wrote the words and the music's by Benjamin Britten.
Not the Benjamin Britten.
No, plays for Brentford Reserves. Oh. You... Tell me, do you have a musician on this programme?
Hello, Mr. Boff, I'm Dennis King.
Ah, perhaps you can help me. Do you have a musician on this programme?
How dare you, sir? You cut-price Dickie Davis. I am Dennis Flying Fingers King, the Norman Hunter of the piano.
How do you mean?
I kick the bass player a lot.
G-R-A-N-D-S-T-A-N-D. That's the only show to see. Once you switch it on, you won't switch it off. We love Grandstand
and Frank Boff.
You can keep the Who and the Bay City Rollers, Andre Previn and the LSO. Show to which we doff our bowlers, and we think all the country ought to know. G-R-A-N-D-S-T-A-N-D. That's the only show to see. Once you switch it on, you won't switch it off. We love Grandstand
and Frank Boff.
Lots of people go for fast cars and fast action. Some say there is nothing like a day. Saturdays are not the same.
G-R-A-N-D-S-T-A-N-D. That's the only show to see.
Thousands stay to cheer who only came to scoff at Grandstand, Grandstand
and Frank Boff
and Tony Gubber
and sometimes Harry Carpenter as well,
but mostly Frank Boff.
Well, as they come into the final furlong, they're bunching, fighting for the lead. Two of them are broken and...
What are you doing?
Describing the audience, trying to get out.
Meanwhile, in a football manager's office, just within the terms of his contract...
Right, Nidgley. The club's practising some economies, so as from next week, not only will you be the boot boy, you'll also be the coach.
Does that mean promotion?
No, it means you'll have to carry the team to away matches.
And now... Coach. Oh, you did get it first time. And now, in honour of our guest, whatever his name is, we have unearthed an historic recording of him commentating on part of the Grand National.
and they're coming up to Beecher's Brook. And as they approach the jump, we're going over to our live microphone so that you can actually hear the sound of the horses and the jockeys.
Ring-a-ring-a roses, a bunch of roses, a tissue, a tissue.
They've all fallen down.
Oh, that reminds me, Frank. You were going to give us some of your great sporting memories.
Ah, those were the days when the sports department first started. What fun it was. Chasing each other around the corridors, sliding down Roger Bannister. I'm going back to the days when David Vine was a grape. And David Coleman still had a horse and cart.
Did you ever know Stanley Matthews?
Ah, Stanley Matthews.
Yes, he dances overhead on the ceiling by my bed.
Oh, Jesse.
Who is?
Shut up. Frank, do you know Mark Spitz?
Well, listen, mate, with 5 gold medals, you can dribble down your chin if you want. Oh, and there was that marvellous lady pole jumper.
You mean pole vaulter?
No, she was a sprinter who kept jumping on Polish athletes. Oh, she...
Oh, Frank, Frank. I could go on listening to you. Frank, I could go on listening to you for at least the next 7 seconds, but I'm afraid we have to keep moving.
You could have fooled me. Why?
You're a much easier target if you stand still.
And so... The BBC is a vast organisation covering many fields. You, the public, and that lady in Grantham with the funny eye are aware of but a few. Sports, drama, comedy, and anything David Attenborough fancies doing. But there are many of which you know nothing.
The department who lose our contracts.
The department who won't send our money.
The department for the prevention of cruelty to Tony Blackburn's teeth.
And the most sinister and secret of all.
The BBC, BBC.
The British Broadcasting Corporation's Bad Broadcasters Camp.
High in the bleak Welsh hills, unchanged since Mary Hopkin was a boy, surrounded by barbed wire, grim-faced sentries, guard dogs, and photo blow-ups of Jimmy Savile in a bathing suit, is a place the locals speak of in whispers. They say... As you can't hear them, we'll tell you all about it.
It is a prison camp, but a strange, exclusive one. Those who serve their time there are members of a lost race.
And the lost race today is the 4 o'clock from Newmarket. The Martin Bormann handicap hurdles for...
Shut up.
So over to Eddie Waring, who is...
Shut up.
And not a moment too soon.
Let us recreate for you the story of one man's time in this hell on earth.
Our story begins in the Director General's office.
Bernard Figley, newsreader and continuity announcer, you have been found guilty.
No, no!
Yes, yes, and look at me when I'm talking to you. You have been found guilty of following the plot of Wagoner's Walk, laughing at Charlie Chester, and confusing the listening public by giving Pete Murray the correct time. I hereby sentence you to 2 years at the BBC, BBC.
No, I can't bear the camp.
It doesn't show in your work.
Right, Figley. Our unbelievably sadistic commandant will see you now.
Ah, so, Figley. Little Radio 2 swine hunt.
Frank Buff. I always wondered what you did during the day.
Commandant von Buff, if you don't mind. To begin with, you will work in our records department, Breaking the Rolling Stones, where you will work alongside Ronnie Waldman, Peter Dimmock, and everybody connected with Churchill's people.
I'm a personal friend of Derek Nimmo.
So you're the one. Take him away, Corporal.
N-S-T-W-T-T-B, my old commandant mate. Orft, we jolly well go.
What are you doing here?
Well, my old BF, one morning, I apparently spelled out jockstrap by mistake.
Figley was shown to his quarters, a tiny cell he shared with a wizened old man.
Ah, fresh blood.
Are you lonely?
No, I'm a vampire.
What?
A joke. And just in time. Pull up, Jean Metcalf, and sit down.
Wait a minute. Aren't you? Weren't you?
Yes, I knew you'd get it. We all get it in here. It's something in the water. Yes, I'm Tim Brooke Taylor.
But you've aged.
You try doing 4 series of Hello Cheeky.
Why are you here?
Remember the goodies?
Just.
Well, after we'd won our last award, I hung a small star on my dressing room door.
What's wrong with that?
It was Bill Oddie. But enough of him. Come to think of it, there was never enough of him. And yet, in a strange way, there was always too much for him. Of him, I digress, and badly. I want you to help me with my escape plan.
Escape plan?
I heard that stupid head dog pig, Taylor Brook.
You can't frighten me. I've worked with Engelbert Humperdinck.
You'll run if I give you a taste of this whip.
Why?
It's a licorice whip. I know about all your escape plans.
You couldn't. The only one who knew was you, you swine.
Sorry about that, TBT.
But you were on the escape committee.
I know, but he threatened to make me go on a 3-week diet of my own recipes, you see.
We know you planned to drug the guards with an overdose of Johnny Morris.
Frighten the dogs with a Max Bygraves LP.
Climb up John Cleese.
And make your getaway disguised as Michael Barrett.
How did you know that?
Well, we've known that for months you've been practicing to walk the Barrett way. 21 days Mavis Nicholson for both of you.
Hold it there. Oh, steady.
Don't you spracken to me like that, Figley.
Not Bernard Figley. See, I take off this wig, this nose, and these false kneecaps, and you see that I am, in fact...
a hairless, noseless, kneeless man.
Or
Sue Lawley.
Otherwise known as Super Interviewer, who fights injustice wherever she finds it.
Well, W-A-R-I.
What does that mean?
What a rotten impersonation.
You're free to go now, Brooke Taylor.
No, I'm too old. I'll just stay here and tend my Graham garden.
What about me, you see?
You'll be taken from here and hanged by the initials until you shut up. I'm going to run this camp on humane lines. You can go, Boff. Losing your power is punishment enough.
Well, I don't care. I didn't like this job in the first place. I can go back to Nationwide, watching Bob Wellings on the wrong camera, hearing Valerie Singleton's shopping list, listening to Richard Stilgo sing. Can I stay? Please, can I stay?
Good night, Chiggy.
Good night, Chiggy.
That was Hello Cheeky with Tim Brooke, Taylor, Barry Cryer and John Junkin and their special guest Frank Boff. The script was by John Junkin and Barry Cryer, music by the Dennis King Trio and the production by Bob Oliver Rogers.
Toodaloo, and you.
Come on, they're still open.